Let's read from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Jesus says, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice." Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant. So he explained it to them. "I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep didn't listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." Or as we read on Wednesday night, abundant life, or life to the full. So Jesus says, "I am the gate." We read this when we were looking on a few Sunday mornings ago about Jesus saying, "I am the good shepherd," but we kind of skipped this. So I thought it would be good to come back to it tonight. I mean, when Jesus says, "I am the gate," it's a slight shorthand. Jesus is not claiming to be a physical gate, but he is standing at the gate and he is calling out his sheep. And his sheep are recognizing him. They know his voice. Now, people were confused by what Jesus said. As we've looked at these claims by Jesus in John chapter 10, we find that that is normal. It takes a bit of teasing out to see what Jesus is saying. I think it's important, actually, to look back at the previous story that John tells, which is the story of Jesus healing the blind man. And the blind man gradually, over the story, works out who Jesus is. The story comes to its climax when Jesus says to him, "You know, do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man replies, "Well, I don't know who he is." And Jesus says, "It's me." And the man worships him. But there's a gradual development to that point. There are times when people are criticizing Jesus and he's saying, "Well, look, I don't know whether Jesus is a sinner or not, but he said, look, this man opened my eyes, I can see. Now, surely he's not a sinner, surely he is somebody who comes from God." So this man sees what Jesus is doing, and although he doesn't have the detail worked out of exactly who Jesus is, he recognizes that Jesus comes from God. So to use the language of John chapter 10, this man is one of Jesus' sheep. He recognizes Jesus from what Jesus is saying and what Jesus is doing. There are other people in that story who, well, some of them have what seems to have been quite a common hang-up about Jesus, that they object to Jesus, at least officially, because Jesus has done this miracle on the Sabbath day. They have, it seems, some sort of idea about what is right and wrong. And here is Jesus doing something that is absolutely wonderful. It's amazing. This man can see. And these people are saying, "No. We've got a rule against that. You're not allowed to love in that sort of way, Jesus. It's not acceptable. We've got the rule book." And Jesus says, "Well, not my sheep." That's what he says later on in John chapter 10. "You're not my sheep. You're not recognizing my voice. So Jesus' sheep, Jesus' flock, are people who can see what Jesus is doing, and they're the people who walk towards him. And Jesus says, I give them eternal life. This blind man is not just healed of physically not being able to see. He can see the truth about Jesus at the end. He can see the truth about God. So the challenge to us as we come to take bread and wine together is, how good are we at recognizing the voice of Jesus? When Jesus stands to us and he says, come this way, can we recognize it? Now sometimes Christians interpret this in terms of individual guidance. I've got, I've got two choices. Lord, which one should I make? Lord, please show me what I should be doing. Now, that's good, that's fine, but I don't think it's quite what Jesus is talking about here. What Jesus is asking us to do is to recognize where he is in action. If these people cannot see that what is happening to this blind man when he can see, if they cannot recognize that this is God at work, if they cannot see, wow, let's line up with this, then they have a big problem. Because when Jesus calls them, they don't move. So the question about how good are we at recognizing Jesus' voice becomes, how good are we at recognizing when Jesus is showing his love? It's going to be a few chapters in John's Gospel before he really spells it out, but that's where this passage is heading to. How can you oppose a wonderful act of love? Because you've got to rule against it. Please. Jesus wants us to hear with good ears and to see with good eyes. So tonight, as we come to take bread and to take wine together, may the Lord open our ears to hear his voice, to point us to the places where he is revealing his love in this world, that we can cheer it on and we can say, Lord, that's great. I recognize you. You're at work there. And may the Lord open our eyes so that we can see the places where we are blind to what Jesus is doing. Maybe because we have the rule book that says he ought not to do it that way. And Jesus says, my aim in doing this, he talks about different sheep pens. So the first sheep pen he's talking about is the sheep pen of Israel, the people who believe themselves to be specially called by God. And Jesus is calling people out and saying, come follow me. And he says, I'm going to call people out from lots of other places as well. And they're going to come together. And there's going to be one flock. And there's going to be one shepherd. And how will all people know that they are the disciples of Jesus? Well, it will take Jesus a few chapters to say it, but he'll get there. These people will be recognized because they love one another. And we look tonight at the cross of Jesus. Jesus says in John chapter 10, I lay my life down for the sheep. And we come to remember the incredible way that Jesus laid his life down for us. This was love. This was love to the full. And he says, follow me. He says in John chapter 13, I've set you an example. Now that you know it, copy what I'm teaching you. So let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you are the gate for the sheep. And you call us. You know each one of us individually. Just like you knew Mary Magdalene after the resurrection. You cared about her. You called her by name. And you know our names and you call us. And you invite us into life. Abundant life, life to the full. Lord, today we bow down in amazement at the way that that life was achieved. Father, we want to be the sheep of Jesus today. We want to be people who recognize his voice. We want to be people who can see him in action and cheer it on. And people who hear his voice and follow to the places that you're calling us to go. Lord, thank you for what we've learned about this weekend, about Operation Agri, and about people who have traveled to bring your good news to other people. Lives have been changed, and Lord, as we see it, we hear your voice. We hear you speaking to people who are in need. Lord, make us people who not only hear your voice, but who speak out the words that you would say. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.